Or in Siman Shin Samach Beis, Sif Hey, the Mechaber says, Afilu Balei Chaim, you can even use animals as a mechitza, Uvachi Yu Kfusim, as long as they are tied down. Mishnah Berurah says you need to tie it before Shabbos and leave it there. So if you don't tie it before Shabbos, you can't tie it on Shabbos because it's usher to make a mechitza like that on Shabbos. If you tie them down, so then you'll be allowed to carry on Shabbos. The reason it needs to be tied down is one, so that it doesn't run away. And the other is because otherwise it'll be a hefsek between the area. There'll be a hefsek between within the legs of the animal, and therefore it won't count as a wall. But if the animal's tied up and it's laying down on the ground, so then it will count as a wall. The Mechaber continues, even people who are standing next to each other, less than three tefachim in between, so you would say lavad, they can act as a mechitza as well. Even when they're walking, it can count as a mechitza. So too, this mechitza, says the Mishnah Berurah, will act as a separation for you to be able to learn if there is something that is not naki, like tzoa or something on the other side of it, that will work as well. However, says the Mechaber, b'hu shelo yeidu shehu amdu l'shem mechitza. It must be that they don't know that they're being used as a mechitza. V'afilu echer me'em yodea, aser. Even if only one of them knows, it's going to be a problem. Mishnah Berurah says the reason that they can't know that they're being used as a mechitza is because we don't want them to come to be mezalzel in the Isurim of Shabbos. And even b'di'evit, it's going to be aser, and it's like a mechitza that was made b'mezid. The Shaar Tzion says that if you did it on Erev Shabbos, the Prima Gadim says, in the name of the Ola Shabbos, that maybe you'll be okay, and b'shas adchak, you could be mekel if you put those people there on Erev Shabbos, even if they find out about it. Even if you didn't tell them that you're making mechitzas now, if it could be that they'll find out that they're being used as a mechitza, like you've used them once before, they should not be used as a mechitza anymore. The Mishnah Berurah says, he's not sure if someone else is allowed to use them. It's a suffix, because it could be that they'll realize since they've been used before, so maybe someone else can't use them either. Sif Vav Imbo Mitchila Shalola Das, if they started as a mechitza without knowing, Afu Pisha Achar Kachir Gisho Ein Lachosh, even if they end up finding out, it's okay afterwards. So it really just depends on what's the likelihood that they're going to find out. If it's not likely that they're going to find out, so then you'd be allowed to use them. But if there's likelihood that they're going to find out, then it would be problematic. Siv Zayin, Yesh Misha Omer, some say, Shalo Yamido, some Adam Shu Rotza Lishdamish Mechitza Zo, that a person can't use people as a mechitza if he knows that he's using them as a mechitza. Not only is the problem for other than mechitza people to know, but you can't know that you're using them as a mechitza. Ela yamaro sam acher shelo l'dayta, rather someone else should make these people as a mechitza on his behalf. The Mishnah Berurah quotes a Rashi who disagrees with this and says, no, it's okay for you to put them up. It's just the only problem is for them to know that they're being used as a mechitza. And the Mishnah Berurah says that this is the Ikar Halacha. Says the Rama, "Ve'ein lasos mechitza shel b'nei adam rach b'shas atzorich b'shas atchag." You should only use humans as a mechitza when it's a real, real pressing case. V'im shachach davar echad b'shas harabim. If you forgot something in b'shas harabim, yoser adif laholich sham tinokos sheaviu hadavar below mechitza milasos mechitza shel b'nei adam v'shavianu gadol. It's better to use a child to go get it without a mechitza than to use people as a mechitza, and for an adult to use those people as a mechitza to get the item from b'shas harabim. The Mishnah Berurah points out that when we're saying that you can use a child to go get something, in this case, it's only if the child doesn't know that he's getting the object for the father. Rather, he's doing it for himself. He thinks that he found something in Shasa Rabim or something like that. But if he knows that he's getting something from his father, so then he's for his father, then he's doing it on behalf of his father. And that would be problematic because you're not allowed to have your child do a malacha on your behalf on Shabbos. Even if it's not for the father, if the child knows that he's getting something on behalf of someone else, that is going to be a problem. The Mishnah points out that this is true, that other people would have to stop him in this case. The father is not going to be allowed to be involved in this at all, because even if the child is doing something for his own benefit, the father would have to stop him, and even if it's an Isser Durabanan, and for sure he wouldn't be able to put him in that situation. So therefore, it's only going to be other people using a child to get something for them, and the child having to think that he's doing it on his own behalf.